The 1% increase for the transient accommodations or hotel room tax statewide to partially fund Oahu's rail transit project is at the heart of the rift. House Speaker Scott Sike says healing those divisions are a top priority.
This issue has divided our state. You know, the legislature against counties, counties versus counties, leeward versus windward, hotels versus individual taxpayers. There really needs to be some focus and communication on how we are going to undo some of the divisions that have been created.
Senate President Ron Cochi conducted a retreat with all members Wednesday and believes the damage is not permanent.
This issue has created great passion on both sides, and so I don't see divisiveness in a sense that we would be unable to work together.
Big Island Senator Kai Kahele strongly opposed using the TAT and believes it should not be shared with Oahu. But he says he accepts the vote for TAT.
Things have gotten testy the last few weeks, but I sat down with certain colleagues and legislators to let them know that no matter what their decision was, that I wanted to make sure that our friendship was still there and that we would be able to put this behind us and move forward.
House Speaker Emeritus Joe Suki says he doesn't favor using the TAT because Oahu gets the biggest share, nearly 45%.
The divisiveness is mostly symbolic because the history has shown that the legislature has not been too kind to the Neighbor Islanders relative to the TAT. They have cut the TAT down. They have not given the cost of living increase. And even though this bill does provide for an increase in TAT, again, that's a slap in the face.
Manoa Representative Isaac Choi was removed from the House Finance Committee because he criticized strategies to fund rail. He says many House members are going along to get along.
Our new leadership has a style of leading by fear, and my Neighbor Island colleagues are weighing whether to go along with leadership or possibly having some kind of retribution, whether it's killing their bills or killing their CIP or not getting a chairmanship. They're weighing those alternatives versus the leadership's rail funding proposal.
Senator Kahele, meanwhile, is hoping the special session achieved its goal.
God forbid if we ever have to come back here because the federal government and the FTA said that this plan doesn't meet the requirements that we outlined to you in the letter that we sent. Then what are we going to do? We'll see how it turns out.
A final vote on Senate Bill 4 is scheduled Friday. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.